Edgar Hall. Just buried him here a few days ago. Mm-hmm. He was a lieutenant colonel. Mm-hmm. And Millard said, Elmer said, no man. Well, I've got an article, if I could find it, I'd like for you to read that, that he gave to the newspaper when he come back. Mm-hmm. And Edgar told me not too long ago, there was one man that I went to see every time I go to town. He had cancer. The prostrate. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to see Edgar every time I go to town. Papa and Mama thought there wasn't nobody like Edgar Hull. And I give him a nice memorial. Went in the church when they buried him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so in memory of my father and mother. And I got the nicest letter from his wife, to be sure. She said, it just does me so much good to go to church and look at that memorial there. And what touches me the deepest, you remembered your father and mother. I said, yes, Edgar Hull was an idol of theirs because he was a commanding officer over their baby boy. And he come back alive. And had another brother that followed General Patton.
Really?
Through Europe.
Really? Wow.
And come back without a scratch. And he told me, he said, Elmer, even after old General Patton was killed and all of that war he went through, then he started duck hunting one Sunday morning and got killed in a wreck. Mm-hmm. He said, if I had to go back and it were possible, everybody talked about George Patton was such a rough commander. He said, I'd want to go back under George Patton. Mm-hmm. He was a general that didn't say, boys, go do so and so. He said, boys, follow me. Mm-hmm. Follow me. And he said, now, I saw him one morning get up on the back end of the army had taken under, not under his command, but under the command of one of his other officers, mm-hmm. had taken the town there in Germany. And I had to give it up three times. He said he got up on the back of one of them big army trucks that morning with those two big pearl handles strapped on him. He said, boys, we're going in this morning. We're going to take that town. We'll never give it up. I don't care if it takes a 5-ton truck to bring the dog tags out. We'll never give it up again. And he said, Elmer, we never did stop rolling. And I saw something else one time. We had a little boy here from Plant City. He was a wonderful kid, and he wanted to be in the military all of his life. Jack Pascoe was his name. Mm-hmm. And he studied army books all the time. Well, he went to the service, and he made captain before very long, too. Mm-hmm. And one day, I was going to the Kiwanis luncheon down there in town. I wasn't a member, but had an invitation to go and bring somebody with me. So I got Jack. He happened to be home on furlough. I went down there, and when I sat down at the table, they gave me my place and his place. We sat right across the table from Judge Bruton, a circuit judge. And he had a soldier with him. Boys straightened up and looked at one another. He says, where was you on such and such a bridge? That's what the soldier asked the boy that was with me. Mm-hmm.